I've been farming here since I was like a wee lad. The social life is very limited. In the summer, you just turn into a bit of a hermit, in all honesty, and you never see anybody.
Derek Pearce is a farmer from Buckinghamshire. He works long hours and spends many of his nights and weekends on his tractor. It's a similar story for Millie Wastey, 25 and single, from Northampton.
I'm involved with Grendon Young Farmers in Northamptonshire. I really, really enjoy it. And just one thing I suppose I'm missing out on is the sort of love element, really. When I do finish a busy day's work, it's quite nice to sort of, you know, come home, enjoy a glass of wine and snuggle up to someone. And I just don't have that.
So what can a young farmer do to find their kindred spirit? Well, thanks to two sisters, Lucy and Emma Reeves from Poddington. A solution is at hand in the form of Muddy Matches, their very own brainchild that has already seen around 100 marriages thanks to their unique dating website. Lucy, first of all, tell us how the idea came about.
Well, like lots of ideas, this one came up in the pub. We were just sort of talking, it was back in 2006, talking about the success of sort of larger online dating sites and social networking sites. And we just thought that it would be a really good idea to do something for country people, more of a niche market.
Is it common for farmers to simply have little time to go out and maybe meet somebody?
I think it's very difficult. It's a very demanding job where you often, particularly if you've got livestock, you're very tied to the farm. It's long, quite often antisocial hours, particularly in the summer. It's great to have an opportunity to meet people that you can kind of fit in around that rather than needing to commit to turn up to a social event or you know, just even finding the time to get to the pub.
Now, it's a brainchild of yours here in Bedfordshire. Could you imagine that, 3 years later, it's had the success it has UK-wide?
Well, we're delighted that it's sort of going so well. I mean, we've got just over 45,000 members at the moment. And as you said earlier, we've had hundreds of people getting married and babies, which is exciting. So did we imagine it? I mean, yes, we obviously thought it was a really good idea. We thought there was room for it, but we're very pleased with how it's going.
And tell us about some of the success stories. Do people give you feedback? I mean, I guess it's almost a negative for you because if they find a match, they're not going to be needing to use your website anymore.
Well, this is true. Yeah, I mean, we had great success stories, some of them quite quirky. And there was one couple who had lived in the same village all their lives, and they'd always seen the other one and thought, oh, they're quite nice, but didn't know that either one was single. And then they saw each other on Muddy Matches. And they were one of our sort of first marriages, which was great. And lots of people sort of find that they start chatting to someone and they've actually got loads of friends in common. They just never met. Their paths hadn't crossed until Muddy Matches.
And finally, possibly a little personal question, if you don't mind me asking, but have you had success on the website yourself? Are you strictly behind it as the designer?
Unfortunately for us, we can't. We decided it wouldn't be really ethical for us as we administer the site. We don't use it ourselves, but I certainly would recommend it to my friends to use.